Trier Audio Guide. The Porta Nigra. Imagine the 2nd century AD, when the Romans roamed the region, aiming to make Trier a star in the firmament of their domains. "We need a monumental entrance," they must have thought, and indeed, they achieved it. Constructed with massive blocks of local sandstone so large that even today we wonder if there were giants in the workforce, the Porta Nigra was erected to be much more than a gateway. It was a declaration of power, a "we are here to stay" etched in stone. The gate was built around 170 AD as part of the city's fortifications. It was constructed using huge blocks of grey sandstone without mortar, and iron clamps were used to hold the blocks together, some of which can still be seen today. Originally, the gate would have been used as a defensive point for the city. It had two massive towers and doors that could be closed, and it would have been equipped with all the necessities of a fortress. The technique used to build the Porta Nigra was advanced for its time and highlights the level of technical knowledge that the Romans possessed in architecture and engineering. But why black? No, it's not because the Romans were going through a Gothic phase. Over the centuries, erosion and pollution conspired to darken its stones, and so, like a good coffee, it acquired a patina that improved with age, and with it, a new name. Here comes the curious part. During the Middle Ages, in the 11th century, a particularly devout individual, a Greek monk hermit named Simeon, who must have thought the gate was divinely good for prayer, moved into the Porta Nigra. The place was transformed into a church, and Simeon into a saint. For a while, the most impressive of Roman gates was also a place of pilgrimage. The gate underwent significant modifications during this conversion, including the addition of two floors and a chapel. The story of Simeon, who was later sanctified, is part of the local folklore. He locked himself in the structure, seeking a life of prayer and solitude, and his hermetic life eventually led to the building's transformation into his place of worship. But then came Napoleon, that history buff who wandered through Europe with his agenda of renovations. When he laid eyes on the Porta Nigra, he exclaimed, "What a barbarity to turn a Roman relic into a church!" So he ordered the ecclesiastical additions to be cleared and the gate to be restored to its former Roman splendour, thus removing the elements added for its use as a church. When Napoleon's troops arrived in Trier at the end of the 18th and beginning of the 19th centuries, the Rhine region, including Trier, had fallen under French control. Napoleon had a great fascination with Roman culture and architecture, which he valued as the foundations of Western civilization and a symbol of the power and stability that he himself aspired to emulate in his empire. Napoleon, recognizing the historical and cultural value of the Porta Nigra, ordered that the structure be restored to its original state as a Roman monument. This decision was of great importance, as it marked one of the first examples of historical conservation with the aim of restoring a monument to its original state. Napoleon helped to initiate a wave of interest in the preservation of historical heritage, a concept that would gain strength in the 19th and 20th centuries, leading to the creation of organizations dedicated to the conservation of cultural heritage. Thus, under Napoleon's orders, the Porta Nigra was stripped of the ecclesiastical elements and was partially restored to its appearance as a Roman fortress. The restoration work removed altars, holy images, and other Christian elements. While the restoration did not return the structure to its exact original Roman form, it did restore much of its character and prepared it to be recognized as the Roman city gate it once was. If stones could speak, oh, the stories they would tell, about the Roman sentinels watching from its battlements, the merchants passing through its arches, and the city dwellers mingling in its shadow, discussing politics, market prices, or the latest chariot races. Today, as you walk through the Porta Nigra, you can feel like a time traveller. With every step, you are following in the footsteps of the Romans, crossing the threshold between the past and present. Climb the narrow stairs to the ancient parapets and look out over the city as the guards did millennia ago. Imagine the bustling life unfolding before their eyes, chariots, togas, and the vibrant energy of an empire at its peak. Tria Audio Guide.